Welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is Mordechai Palatzker. Tonight's share is dedicated as a Refuah Shlema to Reb Reuven Feinstein, Reb Shalom Reuven Ben Shema, Shabbat Refuah Shlema. Imagine for a moment if you are approached by Elon Musk and he gave you an opportunity of 30 minutes to present an idea or suggestion to enhance the new model Tesla, you know, the hatchback version, which is like the SUV type version, and you were given 30 minutes, what would you do? How would you prepare for that meeting? How many times would you rehearse the material? You clearly would prepare your pitch, your speech, in your mind. You may translate what's in your mind onto a piece of paper. You may practice reading the piece of paper once, twice. You may ask if you can go into the room where you'll have the meeting in a week's time just to scope it out, or ask for approval to go, you know, a day in advance or the day of, a few hours, so you can just get comfortable in the room and the settings, you know, just to feel out the room. The level of preparation that an individual would perform if they were given the opportunity to be awarded several million dollars is subjective, I guess, because everyone has different approaches as to what, you know, how they would prepare. So Moshe Rabbeinu was no different. Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted to pitch the idea that he should be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Aftarov explains the reason why. Because all this time, whenever there was some form of egregious conduct, there was Moshe Rabbeinu standing in defense of the Jewish people, asking Hashem to absolve the Jewish nation for any indiscretions. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to continue being that father figure. He wanted to continue being that wonderful protector of his beloved nation. Hashem said, no, you can't go in. Why can't you go in? Because there comes a time when every individual has to do what they need to do in order to be the right mashpia, meaning that the generation has now shifted. If Moshe Rabbeinu were to enter into Eretz Yisrael, there would be a complete reliance on Moshe Rabbeinu to always absolve the Jewish people of any form of indiscretion. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the responsibility resides with every single one of us. And there's a beautiful medrash that echoes the sentiment. When Avraham Avinu was about to be taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said, no, stop. You can't take Avraham Avinu. Remember, he was the first to call you Adon, Master, in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the Malachim and said, silence. If I don't take Avraham, how will Yitzchak shine? There comes a time in life when there is a form of transition. Transition is painful. Transition brings about all forms of uncertainty. And transition sometimes also creates opportunity. Opportunity for the individuals that had benefited in the past, opportunity for them to demonstrate all that they have learned. As my Rebbe once said, there will come a time when you won't be able to ask your Rebbe, or Moshe David Tendler, Zatzal, questions and shilas, and he won't be able to give you tshuvas. What will you do? You'll have to rely upon all of the tens of thousands of dollars that your parents invested in your Jewish education to make a decision that will make your Rebbe, parents, grandparents proud. And that is the true litmus test of an education. The education of becoming an independent beacon of light unto others. And the ability and the confidence to be able to make a decision that you know that in the future will be something that will be looked upon favorably. Now, says the Aftarov, the time has come for Moshe to retire and for the Jewish people to continue implementing all of the wonderful things that Moshe Rabbeinu had given them while he lived. Now it was Klal Yisrael's turn to demonstrate that they are going to be the future leaders of tomorrow, all of us together. Because there's nothing more powerful than all of Klal Yisrael doing the Ratzon Hashem. As the Magid of Mezhevish brings down, when we do mitzvahs and Masa Tovim, we are mefarnes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But getting back to the original question about preparation for this Elon Musk presentation, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 times, and then he went in to ask his bakashos. He prepared 515 times the same presentation, and he failed. But he didn't. Did he really fail? The question is, clearly Moshe Rabbeinu was not granted the request, but Moshe Rabbeinu taught us a valuable lesson. Pasuk says, "Veschanan el Hashem, va'isahi lemar." The word lemar is extra. Why is it extra? Because v'eschana Hashem. I daven to Hashem. So you can say that he davened 515 times to get into Eretz Yisrael. No, he prepared himself 515 times. The word lemar is now that he's prepared after practicing 515 times, he's now going to go in and say what he needs to say, say what he wants to say. And we know that 515 is also the gematria of Shira. Clearly this was something pleasant and sounded great to Hashem. Clearly this was something that had the word tefillah, absent the yud, is also 515. And I was thinking that the gematria of Yitzchak, 208, and Rivka, 307, is also 315. You need a tzaddik ben tzaddik and a tzaddikas bas rasha together in order to effect change. Rashi tells us that the tzaddik ben tzaddik is answered first, but that doesn't take away from the tefillah itself that had to coexist in order for them to bring a Yaakov into the world. So there are great challenges that present themselves to us every single day. What the Kedushas Levi is teaching us is that we need to daven in order to daven. We need to prepare sometimes a great deal of time, a great deal of effort in order for us to deliver a message that is sound, that is robust, and that is powerful. And that's the Eschanan El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu prepared 515 times. And this actually goes into a discussion in the Gemara where we say we're not allowed to make a hefsek ben geula l'tzila. We're not allowed to make any separation between the bracha that we say every morning of Gal Yisrael to the Shemon Esrei. But yet we do. And we say six words. Hashem sefasai tzatach, ufi yagi tilasach. Hashem, open up my mouth so that through my mouth I shall sing praises to you. The question that the Gemara in Brachas asks is whether or not this is allowed. We practice this every day, so clearly it is allowed. The question is, why is it not a separation between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei? And the answer, my friends, is what we're discussing tonight. We need to be able to daven in order to daven. We need to be able to prepare in order to implement. We need to be able to have the siyata d'shmaya of all the preparation in order to effect change. And this is the requirement. So therefore, when we look at these six words, Hashem sevasai tzitach ufi yagi telasacha, indeed, they may appear as a separation. But the Gemara concludes that they are, in fact, a tefillah arichta, which means an extension of the prayer. And I will share that before I give any Devar Torah to a large audience, whether it's 100 people or a few hundred people, I always walk over to the Amud and I say those six words, Hashem sevasai tiftach, ufi yagi tilasacha, because the Torah is not mine. I'm a mere custodian, as we all are. We learn from each other, we learn from one another, we teach each other, and when we do that, we are sharing something eternal. And that level of eternity belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are just Shluchei HaMakom. And I just wanted to express HaKaras HaTov to all the people that, you know, participate in the share consistently, somewhat inconsistently, whichever it may be, the success of the share is because of you. And I'm most appreciative to all of the wonderful Magidei share that contribute their time every single night to delivering wonderful shiurim. I've heard them all. They're really fantastic. So if you're listening, thank you. And of course, I understand that before you give a shiur, before anyone gives a shiur, there's a load of preparation that goes into that shiur. There's a thought process. There's a messaging that we're trying to convey. And I think that this message is a timeless message. We need to daven in order to daven. And when we do so, our davening is that much more meaningful, powerful, and enduring. Mordechai Plotzker wishing you hatzlacha this week and bracha, and we should always be able to lilmod ulalamed lishmar v'lasos. Have a great week.